Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at Malda Town Railway Station. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off Guwahati-Howrah Vande Bharat sleeper train. The fully air-conditioned Vande Bharat sleeper train is said to offer passengers an airline-like travel experience. The fare for this Vande Bharat sleeper train will be around 2,300 rupees, with food for third AC, 3,000 rupees for second AC, and 3,600 rupees for first AC. The Vande Bharat sleeper train comprises 16 modern coaches with a total capacity of 823 passengers. The BJP has swept the 2026 civic polls, winning 1,425 of 2,869 seats across 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra. According to the final tally, the Shiv Sena bagged 399 seats, Congress 324, NCP 167, Shiv Sena UBT 155, NCP SP 36, MNS 13 and BSP 6 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Assam this evening at around 6 p.m. He will participate in a traditional Boro cultural program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. Tomorrow, the PM will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Koliyabor in Naugaon district at around 11 a.m. PM Modi will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Koliyabor before concluding his Assam visit. The bodies of both Kerala tourists who drowned after the ice on Sela Lake broke in Tawang district of Arunachal Pradesh were recovered on Saturday. The victims were B. Prakash, 26, and Madhav, 24. The tragedy occurred on Friday when a seven-member tourist group walked onto the frozen lake for sightseeing. The ice suddenly cracked, causing two members to fall into the water. Rescue operations resumed Saturday morning to recover the second body. State Tourism Minister Pasang Dorji Sona has expressed grief and condolences to the families. He urged visitors to strictly follow safety advisories and warning signs around frozen high-altitude lakes to prevent such tragedies in the future. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main briefed the media on the Biksit Bharat Jiramji Act at the Namsai BJP office in Namsai district of the state. The initiative is designed to move villages beyond subsistence towards self-reliance, employment generation and economic resilience, he said. Amid allegations and counter-allegations traded between TMC and BJP in West Bengal over Form 7, the Election Commission has clarified that any registered voter within a specific constituency could submit any number of the form. However, to prevent misuse of the process, if a person files more than 5 objections, it will trigger a mandatory review by the Electoral Registration Officer to ensure the legitimacy of the claims. Two Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district in Chhattisgarh. According to the police, a joint team of security forces was dispatched after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the jungle of northwest area of the district. The Republic Day celebrations at Kartapath this year will be a unique blend of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram, India's military might and cultural diversity, Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2026, the second game in Group A between India and Bangladesh is underway at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Put into bat first, India were 192 for 6 in 39 overs when rain halted the play. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.